They're entering under the walayat of the kuffar. So, walayat is solely Allah's, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In chapter 42, verse 9, فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ. Ayatollah Hasanzada Omuli narrates from Allama Tabatawi that whenever you see the pronoun huwa, that attribute which follows it is specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we see فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ. Only Allah is wali. Period. Finished. Chapter 2, 107. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِّن وَلِي. Other than Allah, you have no wali. Only Allah has walayat. There is no true wali apart from Him. Chapter 13, verse 11. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِّن وَال. Besides Him, there is no wali. Chapter 45, verse 19. Allahu waliyul muttaqin. And so on and so forth. So, we have one wali, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His walayat is independent and original. And we'll speak more about this in the future. Now, what's the philosophy and the cause behind Allah's being the wali? What is that attribute which makes Allah be the sole wali? Here, chapter Shura, verse 9 to 11, answers this point. Verse 9, أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Do you take other than Allah as your wali? Yes, other than Allah as your guardian, as your wali? When Allah alone is the wali, He gives life to the dead. He is the all-powerful. He has power to do all things. And you take other than Him? This indicates that in order to be a wali, you must be all-powerful. Only the all-powerful deserves to be the wali, the guardian. Two verses down, continuing from the same theme, أَمَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. You take others other than Allah as your wali. It then says, لَهُ, to Allah, is مَغَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah's is the keys of the heavens and the earth. He provides the sustenance to whoever He wills. And it's He who is all-knowledgeable, all-knowing. And you take others beside Allah as the wali? Here's the second attribute you need to become a wali. Being all-knowing. So to be a wali, you have to be all-knowing and all-powerful. What does that mean? It means you have to have the attribute of samadiyyah. That's the definition of samad. And we recite this every day. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ السَّمَدُ. It's because of Allah being Samad that He is the Wali. Because he's the perfect one in relation to power, and He's the all-knowing. And that's another definition of Samad. There's no deficiency in His power or His knowledge. So when we recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, we're confirming this walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now walayat can be classified into the providential walaya, walayat al-takwini, where all creation is under Him. He's the cause of causes. He's the ultimate cause of causes, the sole independent cause. Everything that is returns to Him. Also, we have a legislative walayat, walayat al-tashri'i. Only Allah can legislate. Because only He is the wali. Only He has the right to legislate. Okay, that was an introduction. Now, the question is this. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only wali, the sole wali, and only He can legislate, how do we interpret this verse, chapter 4, 59? يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. O you who believe, obey Allah. Then it says, and obey the Prophet, the Messenger, and the Ulil Amr, which all the Tafasir, most of them refer to the Imams, the 12 Imams, as being the having this legislative wilayah. Right, there are number of issues which have to be sorted here. Why didn't the verse read, Ati'u Allah wa Rasul wa Ulil Amr? This is the first point. It said, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul. Why did it repeat Ati'u? The ita'at and obedience to Allah as the Wali is different in nature to that obedience we have to do to the Prophet of Islam and the Imams. The Prophet too is a Wali, according to this verse. So are the Imams. But the nature of the walayat is different. Ati'u Allah and then Ati'u Rasul. And then Ati'u Rasul, it didn't say wa Ati'u Ulil Amr Minkum. It's used in conjunction with the Rasul. So the nature of walayat between the Prophet and the Imams is one and the same. But the nature of the walayat between Allah and the Ma'sumin is different, maybe. So the Prophet is an Imam too? Is the Prophet a Wali? Are the Imams also a Wali? But we said only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Wali. How can we explain this? Well, certainly, of course, the Prophet was a Wali too. So was Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen. There's no question there. Now, this is how the scholars in Qom, especially Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amuli and Ayatollah Javadi Amuli, they've described and they've tried to make these two concepts of Allah compatible in this way. They said, yes, of course Allah is the sole Wali. The Prophet is a Wali also, the Prophet of Islam. The Imams too are a Wali, but the Wilayat of the Prophet and the Imams is neither horizontal to the Wilayat of Allah, nor is it vertical to the Wilayat of Allah. If you pay attention here, it's a very delicate point to this. Yes, they have Wilayat too, but this Wilayat is different to Allah's Wilayat. It's neither horizontal to it, nor vertical to it. Now what do I mean by horizontal and vertical? The wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said, is primary, is independent, is original. But the wilayat of the Prophet and the Imams is dependent upon Allah. It's secondary to Allah's wilayat. How can a wilayat which is independent be horizontal to or be regarded on a par with a wilayat which is dependent? No. You can't put these on the same plane. Why is their wilayat not vertical to the wilayat of Allah? Because Allah is Ahad, Samad. He's infinite. He's eternal. So is his wilayah. It'll never reach the time for another wilayah. His wilayat is eternal. Ayatollah Hassan Sadeh said that wilayat emanates from the attribute of Allah al-Batin, and that's eternal. Prophethood is spatial, temporally limited. We do have an end to prophethood. Prophethood is emanated from the attribute al-Zahir. That's why we have an end to prophethood. Okay, there's no other prophets after the Holy Prophet of Islam. But wilayat is eternal. It will always be until the day of resurrection. The wilayat will remain until their resurrection. There is no end to it. It emanates from al-Batin. And Allah is infinite and eternal, so is his wilayah. His wilayah will never end. It's not as if his wilayat will come to an end, now it's the turn of someone else. No. So the wilayat of the Imams and the Holy Prophet of Islam is neither horizontal nor vertical to the wilayat of Allah. So how are we going to explain this wilayat of the Prophet and the Imams? And this is how the scholars have